What is the nature? you feel that. Death is something that should be feared. Everyone fears death. The advantage that a person has who knows that he is dying and he is dying is that he is becoming a victim. He'll go out there, pick up his account, go, you know, make up with a friend that he lost touch with, he'll go be good with his parents. He fixes up his life in preparation for his final fate, in preparation for his death. So besides the fear that we will get when death is then descending on our head, we will also get the shock. We will also feel the sense of comfort standing here. So what is it all? What makes us laugh? What makes us smile? How could it make us smile? Even though we know we'll die, even though we've seen the grave, even though we know that we'll be carried in the casket by our friends and relatives. What makes us smile is exactly what makes a mentally retarded spastic smile when you give him a logic. If you've ever seen a person who's mentally retarded, the poor guy doesn't understand the difference between good and evil. He doesn't understand that when you give him a logic, that's a good thing. And so he simply smiles, not because it's a logic, because he smiles from interaction. He smiles. And he's glad that he's going to smile again. In other words, he smiles regardless. We, my friends, with all due respect, are like pastors when it comes to our death and thinking about it. We live our lives even though we'll be dead in a few years' time, or a few days' time, or even a few seconds' time, because we don't get it. What is our hope? The answer is the day of judgment, resurrection. The hereafter is the hope, and like I said before, the hereafter gives hope to those who are oppressed. But it also gives you and I hope, because we know that by being in these places where the name of man is saying is glorified, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us reward for the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that we're going to put a smile on our mouth and say, we'll be saved in paradise. We expect God to deliver on His promise. That's what gives us hope. That's why we smile. That's why we're happy. Because we know we're happy. What's going on in this life? Since I'm on a straight path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not abandon me. And sometimes when I see these people standing on the edge of the grave of a loved one, people who don't believe in God, Christians, Jews, well, they believe in God, some of them don't even believe in the hereafter. When they're standing on the edge of that grave and they are bidding farewell,
and yet to hold on to
keep their bedrooms intact and present, and they can't be ashes. Because they've lost all hope in ever being able to reunite with that person when they love them enough. And God is looking for the new life. And the fact that we believe in the new life, the fact that
before we are tried in a court. Because relations in this world are one of three types. It is either a relation of
turned off for a fraction of a second, you might not feel it. But the flow of electricity stops, the lights go down. For us, as human beings and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need that constant flow of creation from the initiator and the sustainer. This is why we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the sustainer, because he has to sustain life in order for us to live. Us human beings and us creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are slaves on that something you would imagine in your mind. Say you imagine leather. If you take your mind off of that thought, a letter, a tree, even for a single second, it drops. It goes away because you stop thinking about it. You stop the sustained flow of creation for that thing you imagine in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need this sustained flow of creation for us to continue to exist. This is how we need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for a person who needs to fear is so much, isn't it just good? Isn't it just appropriate and suitable for us to thank him? Now, we want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we thank him? How do we thank Allah? How are you supposed to thank him? When you write a letter to a friend, and you leave a note at the very beginning of time to a friend of yours, a colleague or a classmate, with a form of the letter that addressed the president and the note addressed to your colleague and classmate who made your life remain exactly the same? No! When you write a letter to the president, you adhere to a certain formality. Am I wrong? You address him as Mr. President, or to the Queen, or to the King, and you treat that person with the utmost respect. When you ask him for something, you ask him, you beg him, you ask him in a very polite way. Whereas when you ask him your colleague, your classmate, your friend, or your brother or something, you leave him alone and tell him, call back and he's done something. As simple as that. You don't go for formality. When you talk to a president, you need formality. And when you talk to a God, you need formality. The formality of talking to this person is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the brain in accordance with the teaching of Holy Prophet and the immaculate and fallible Imam, they applaud us out of breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They tell us, when you should stand up before Allah, forget about everything, 5 times a day, in the morning, in midday, in the afternoon, at the beginning of the night, and just before the dinner before bedtime. At midday, that's the peak performance period. You're at school, or you're in the marketplace. Everyone's going, coming, checks, money. People are filling up and down. Everyone is preoccupied with money, with life, with a peak performance period. That is the time you leave everything aside. Don't wait for it all and say, Allah,
instead of spending time on Thank you. and not to say our own or kill and You want to drink?